Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Our state's tourism season is about to kick off, with more than 40,000 people expected to attend an annual event in the Lowcountry celebrating the art and sport of wildlife. John Powell is the executive director of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition, coming to Charleston February 14th through 16th, and we have him on the phone. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
So first of all, give us a brief history and overview of this particular event.
Well, the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition started in 1983, a small group put the show together, you know, based on other shows that were similar in the U.S. at the time, intentionally put it on the calendar at a time that was, you know, typically slow for the tourism season in Charleston. And it started with about 100 artists and exhibitors and 5,000 people, and it's now grown into the show that it is today with over 450 artists, exhibitors, and 40,000 attendees from across the country.
And I'm just going to guess here, with that many attendees, that you guys have done an economic impact study, or somebody has done one?
We have. We have one about every 2 years, and that impact has been 35 plus million each year, with 3 to 5 million going directly to state and local taxes through retail partners, exhibitors, et cetera. So we're very proud of what has grown to be part of our mission, which is the economic impact every year.
Well, share with us what will be happening at this year's event.
We're excited this year that Jack Hanna is going to be back with his team from Columbus Zoo. That's always a full auditorium at the Gilliard Center, and other wildlife shows provided by Bush Wildlife Sanctuary are there. And in the same building, we have over 75 exhibitors, artists, and craftsmen from all over, whether that's wood turner, knife maker, or furniture. At Charleston Place, we have what is the central focus of our show, the wildlife artists. We have over 100 artists that are present with their work, painters, sculptors, carvers. We also have our big opening night signature gala, which is attended by people from all over the state and the country. It's a sellout event every year. Over at Brittlebank Park, we have a lot of our canine demonstrations, herding, retriever. We have dock dogs that comes in and holds competitions every year where dogs jump into the water for distance as well as speed retrieve and some other crowd-pleasing water sports, I guess you could say. We have sporting guides, outfitters. We have kids games, a lot of color, food. That venue's really almost become an event unto itself. It's a lot of energy there and a lot of people having a good time.
And besides the tourism impact, what are some other ways that an event like this works with the local business community?
We're the beneficiaries of great new partnership. Orvis, who just recently started a retail presence here in Charleston, has come on as a sponsor. And then we've had longtime loyal partners, Dominion Energy, Baker Motor Company through GMC and Land Rover, Boeing, Wells Fargo, the list goes on. I mean, these partners have been here. They see tremendous value from an entertainment space to employee benefits. The list goes on. Each one of our partners sort of has a different partnership tailored to their specific needs. But again, once we have a partner come on, it's very rare that we lose them. So we're very fortunate.
Well, talk a little bit about the sporting wildlife sector, that industry in South Carolina, and how big is that business here, hunting, fishing?
Well, I don't have exact numbers from an industry standpoint, but we're tied in very much with DNR. We have a lot of the different divisions of the Department of Natural Resources here exhibiting, showing what our state has to offer. I mean, we understand, through our partnerships with Department of Natural Resources and our corporate partnerships that a lot of the investment being made here by corporations is because of the sporting and outdoor activities that South Carolina has to offer. I mean, South Carolina is still very much a green state, whether a hiker, camper, hunter, fisherman, et cetera. I mean, not only do we have something to offer for you at SeaWee, but, a lot of that is just representative of what South Carolina has to offer.
Well, John, thank you so much for spending time with us again. Go ahead and give us the dates and the area, the venue of this year's event.
February 14th through the 16th in downtown Charleston. We'll have 5 different exhibit sites connected by a bus route, and the show hours begin at 10 a.m. every day, go to 6 o'clock on Friday and Saturday and 5 on Sunday.
John, thanks again.
Thank you, Mike.
John Powell is Executive Director of the Southeastern Wildlife Exposition in Charleston. We will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again, connect with us through our social media network and by email. and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.